morning. I'm opening this meeting of the House Committee on Revenue, Tuesday, June 18th. We have three bills to consider. We will take them, I believe, in the order in which they're printed. Opening a work session on Senate Bill 431B.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 431B creates urban flood safety and water quality districts in the portion of Multnomah County where four of those districts currently reside. And the intent is to submit this plan to voter approval and then to create an interim board to establish the permanent structure for these taxing districts and to upgrade the levy systems to meet FEMA certifications. Those four levy districts currently impose about $6.3 million in taxes annually. And should this all flow through in the order I just described, then some of that is in compression with other districts. So they would be releasing some of that taxing authority to those other districts and then not collecting the amount that they currently collect. And then once it were to be restructured and the consolidated levy district be created, then there would be a bond issued and also operation and maintenance through utility fees. And the revenue on the bond to be collected is estimated using the midpoint analysis to be about $7.5 million annually.
Thank you. Ready for a motion?
Chair Nathanson, I move Senate Bill 431B to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves Senate Bill 431B to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Objections? Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Gorsuch. That's all for this bill. I'm closing the work session on Senate Bill 431B.
Chair, can we stand at ease for a moment?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She did that. Thank you.
No, it wasn't me.
Thank you, Representative Smith Warner.
Watch the thing.
We are now.
Thank you for standing at ease, Madam Chair.
Yes, we're no longer at ease.
We are now tense.
Yes, I'm opening a work session on Senate Bill 1045A.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 1045A provides a local option to implement a tax credit or a property tax exemption for home sharing. It caps the program at 500 properties and a maximum of $300,000 in reduction of the value for a property tax would require 51% of effective taxing districts. And of course, local option means it's subject to voter approval.
Thank you. And could you please explain to us, this is opt-in as opposed to adopting a statewide program and then someone has to opt out. This is only an opt-in if a local government chooses to be involved and then they are required to set up an ordinance. What would be required in that ordinance?
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. So that's true. This is a local option, which means it would be the local governments that would have to decide that this was something that they was in their favor and that they were interested in pursuing. And then they would have to set up the application process and the language about how this program would function. It would still function as a standard property tax exemption, but that language would have to be specified before it was submitted to the voters. And then they can decide whether they approve it for their local taxing districts.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion, questions? Comments? No, that's fine. Anything else? A motion, please.
Chair Nathanson, I move Senate Bill 1045A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves Senate Bill 1045A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion of this motion? Yes, Representative Smith Warren.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My inclination is to be no on this bill. I think it's a nice policy idea that kind of rewards a behavior that is going to happen without it. I don't believe it passes the but for. And I think there's lots of nice things that people can do that we could give them tax credits for, but that aren't going to actually incentivize their behavior. In a time when we continue to have a mortgage interest deduction that is disproportionately used by high-end folks for funding that I agree with Rep. Kenny Geyer that could be better used as a housing source, I'm just disinclined at this point to support, even as an opt-in and fully aware of, and thank you for that, pointing that out, and that is an important difference. And at the same time, while I respect and thank the supporters and the advocates, I just believe this is not a but-for situation, and so I'd like us to limit our what we do on the budgeting side, which is what we end up doing here in revenue when we do tax credits, to things where it is actually going to make a difference in people's behavior, which I do not think this will. So, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Representative Smith.
Oh, thank you. I think Rep. Marsh and I kind of raised fingers at the same time. Madam Chair, I'm going to give a courtesy yes vote on 1045A, but I'm strongly agreeing with my good colleague to the left of me. In that I'm not sure that a property tax exemption for this activity is needed. Someone's going to generate income off of renting their space. And so traditionally, that would be the incentive to this activity. By providing, am I missing something? By providing a property tax exemption plus allowing them to collect rent, in my view, is a double incentive. But with that said, I could be completely wrong. And so if someone wants to correct me, I stand ready to be corrected. But in the meantime, I'll give a courtesy yes.
Thank you. So I'm going to be a strong proponent of this bill. And I want to explain why. In my community, where we have a severe housing shortage, we're always looking up, gazing at those big houses in the hills and thinking about how many empty bedrooms there really are up there and how to make the best use of the housing stock that we have on the ground. I don't know if this proposal will work, but I really appreciate the innovative effort it is to try to think creatively about that problem that we've been able to unable to address in my own community, which is how do we maximize the use of houses that are out there on the ground. I shared this concept with Southern Oregon University students that I met with a couple of weeks ago who are complaining about how difficult it is to find housing in their own community. And I was happy to have the concept because it is an effort, again, to think innovatively and to bring a different perspective to the problem of trying to find housing and fill bedrooms. So I appreciate the creativity here, and I think we should give it a shot, see if it works.
Representative Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a lot of concerns about this bill, but I've had some great conversations with the carriers. I think, as explained to me, the double tax or the double revenue generation components of it, I think they're a little more offset than we're given a credit for, such as if fair market value is X, it's going to be rented for a lesser number to accommodate the need, and the tax credits could help offset some of that number. So I think that's how it was explained to me. I think it's the opt-in component of it makes me very comfortable with it, and if a county or an administrative unit wants to do it, let them develop the ordinance, work with folks. They're not required to do it by any means, and it's a better tool. So I'm a yes.
Thank you. Representative Reschke.
Thank you. I'm just going to echo some of the comments of my colleagues, but I'm a courtesy yes. I like the opt-in option. Different communities have different needs and want to solve a problem a different way. So this gives just another tool for those local communities to decide how do we solve our housing problem. But I also like the cap at 500 properties. So there is some sort of governor on this, so it can't go wild and slurp up property taxes. I would agree with their Representative Smith that I'm questioning whether we need to have property tax exemptions as well as retaining income. But again, I'll be a courtesy yes.
Thank you. I'm the courtesy no.
There you go.
Courteously. Thank you. We've had the motion. We've had discussion. Any objections? Representative Smith Warner. Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Marsh. This completes our work on Senate Bill 1045A. I'm closing that work session on Senate Bill 1045A. We're moving now to open a work session on Senate Bill 212A.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 212A, we do have a dash A3 amendment, which is a gotten stuff amendment. And so what the amendment is doing, other than replacing the contents of the engrossed version of the measure, is it's specifying that if the corporate activity tax that was enrolled earlier as part of House Bill 3427 this session, if the corporate activities tax does not become law by March 1st, 2020, then the specified sections of House Bill 3427 would not take effect. So it's really a severability clause related to the CAT in House Bill 3427.
Thank you. In conversations with people, the term linkage has been used a number of times, that the different parts of that bill are linked together. It was always understood to work as a package. So this amendment now clarifies, and you might say codifies, that these are all linked together. Discussion on or questions for LRO, and then we'll take a motion. Yes, Representative Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've read the amendment, and I went back and I looked at the sections within House Bill 3427, which is passed the House, passed the Senate, signed by the governor. So if there's a chance that it won't happen, I'll be doing the dance of joy. But I'm not sure what is out there that would prohibit that from becoming law. Now, what the bill that we're working on in the Joint Taxation Committee is a fix for some of that. It's technical errors and then a few components. It's not a draconian fix. So why would it not become law as an act? I don't understand the need for this.
Mr. Allenack.
I missed.
Let's see what he says.
Yeah.
I just want it on record.
That's fine.
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Chris Allenack, Legislative Revenue Office. So while I think the intent here is, while everything you said is correct about it being signed into law, their tax measures can't take effect immediately. They don't have an emergency clause, so there is an opportunity for the public to weigh in. And if this gets referred to the ballot, that's the potential scenario that this envisions.
Representative Reschke.
Thank you, Chris. So if it's referred to the ballot, does that and it fails at the ballot, the House Bill 3427 is rejected by voters, is there a chance that it'll only affect the CAT tax portion and not the policy portion? Is that the issue at hand?
Yeah, I believe I haven't seen language. I think it depends on exactly what gets referred to the voters. So part the original 3427 has a non-severability section in it, saying that the legislature deems it all to be one. But one possibility is that certain sections of 3427, for example, the corporate activity tax and that severability portion get referred to the ballot. And then we'd have a situation where potentially only part of the bill would take effect. So this bill, if this the A3 gets adopted and moved forward, would be in anticipation of that potential or possible scenario.
And so this would then negate the policy portion if the tax doesn't survive.
Correct. So if the tax is voted down by the people and it's only a couple of sections in the bill,
right,
then this basically says the whole bill doesn't take effect.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I hate saying this. I'm going to be a courtesy yes vote. This is an issue that I'm hoping that someone out there will come and visit me on and walk me through a little bit of the implications of this measure, both the pros and the cons. But in the meantime, we'll give the benefit of the doubt and vote yes.
Thank you.
Can we have a motion, please? Yes. Chair Nathanson, I move the Dash 3 amendment be adopted into Senate Bill 212A.
Representative Marsh moves the Dash A3 amendment adopted into Senate Bill 212A. Now that we have a motion. Yes, Representative Smith-Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will be an enthusiastic yes on this. I believe that it's important to do this. We did do, as someone who is slightly involved in House Bill 3427, we did do the whole thing as a significant multifaceted package. I think this is an important element. And the same as though I was frustrated by, with all due respect, my colleagues who voted against 3427 but voted for the budget bills, which spent that revenue. I believe that when you have this, it is a package. It is an all or nothing. So I think this is an important additional step for us to ensure that. And I will be an enthusiastic yes on this bill.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the motion to move the amendment into the bill? Any objections? Motion passes.
I'd be happy to carry it if you'd like.
Let's get to the main.
Oh, okay, motion. Sorry.
Jumping the gun.
Chair Nathanson, I move Senate Bill 212A as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Marsh moves Senate Bill 212A as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion? Yes, Representative Reschke.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will extend the same invitation that Representative Smith did, that if somebody wants to come talk to me more about this, I'm all ears. I'll be a courtesy yes, though.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And when they have that conversation with Representative Reschke, please call them. I'll come by. We could all meet in Representative Smith's office and be good to go. But I will be a courtesy.
Don't get anyone else, though, because we're not going to do a quorum and notice of public hearing. Just a few. Any other discussion? Objections? Motion passes. Senate Bill 212A is going to the floor. The carrier will be Representative Smith-Warner.
Thank you.
That concludes our work session, closing the work session on Senate Bill 212A. And before we disband, without objection from the committee, I'd like to allow Representative Smith to vote on the first bill, Senate Bill 431.
Madam Chair, thank you so much for this opportunity. I apologize. I was testifying on another bill. I'm a solid yes vote on Senate Bill 431B.
Thank you very much. That's recorded. Any other business? Thank you. We're adjourned.